Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is September 14th, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Phenotype-guided risk stratification in anticoagulated atrial fibrillation patients. Cluster analysis of the MERCIA AF Project 3, MAFP3. This prospective study of anticoagulated atrial fibrillation patients identified distinct phenotypic clusters using hierarchical clustering. The clusters were then analyzed for their association with thromboembolic events, major bleeding, major adverse cardiovascular events, cardiovascular death, and all-cause death over 2 years, providing a framework for phenotype-guided risk stratification in this population. Article number 2. Comparison of far-field and peak frequency electrogram characteristics at the earliest activation sites during idiopathic ventricular arrhythmias, a novel index to predict ablation success. This retrospective analysis of 111 idiopathic ventricular arrhythmias in 104 patients examined peak frequency analyses of electrograms at the earliest activation site to predict catheter ablation outcomes. The study suggests peak frequency electrogram characteristics can help differentiate near-field from far-field components, potentially improving ablation success by better identifying appropriate ablation targets. Article number 3. Changes in myocardial light chain amyloid burden after plasma cell therapy. This prospective study of 81 patients with biopsy-proven light chain amyloidosis evaluated changes in myocardial amyloid burden following plasma cell-directed chemotherapy using serial cardiac imaging with radio-labeled serum amyloid P component scintigraphy. The study tracked myocardial amyloid fibril burden in patients with and without amyloid cardiomyopathy, seeking to quantify the impact of plasma cell therapy on cardiac amyloid deposits and inform treatment strategies. Article number 4. Multiple Amplatzer Vascular Plug 3. Implantation feasible, safe, and effective for paravalvular leak closure. Results from a single-center registry. This retrospective single-center registry evaluated the feasibility, safety, and efficacy of using multiple Amplatzer paravalvular plug 3 devices for transcatheter paravalvular leak closure. The study demonstrated that this multi-occluder approach is a reasonable alternative to surgical repair, particularly in high-risk patients experiencing heart failure or hemolysis due to paravalvular leaks. Article number 5. Serial quantitative flow ratio measurements of a successfully recanalized coronary chronic total occlusion. This retrospective study assessed functional results measured by quantitative flow ratio immediately and 6 months following successful percutaneous coronary intervention of a chronic total occlusion. The study investigated how coronary perfusion changes over time after successful chronic total occlusion percutaneous coronary intervention, which may impact physiological assessment, suggesting QFR can help detect suboptimal results post-procedure. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.